Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, big news. There is a new show coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and I want to tell you about it because I know a ton of you will be interested in it. Let me give you a little, well, it's kind of a massive clue.
We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can best.
Come on and lift
yes, it is happening. It's so exciting. That is, of course, Be My Guest from Beauty and the Beast. It's very exciting. Beauty and the Beast will be making its Irish debut this November. And I'm joined on the line by one of the show's stars, who some of you might remember as the winner of The X Factor a few years back. Good morning, Sam Bailey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I can't believe you're playing Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
Nor can I.
What an iconic character, but you're far too young for a part like that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm 45 now.
You're too young for a part like, but it says here that this is a part that you really wanted.
Yeah. I feel like there's a bit of me in there. And I like tea, so.
So perfect.
It's a bonus.
It's a total bonus. Did you have to audition for it, or did they obviously?
Yeah,
get,
I did.
What?
So I found out about it through Kevin Kennedy, actually.
Mm.
Lovely Kevin Kennedy, Curly Watts, Coronation Street,
yeah.
Kevin Kennedy.
Yeah.
He told me about the audition. He said, you know, they're doing auditions for Beauty and the Beast. And I was like, Mrs. Potts? He went, yeah, that's why I'm telling you. So I got my agent to call them, and the big bosses from America had no idea who I was. And I went through 5 auditions without them knowing. And I got it purely on merit, so on ability. So I'm really pleased. It means that, you know, finally I can get a job without getting
using your name, just because of the name
yeah.
or what you've done. I mean, I think when it comes to a marathon of, you know, the musical theatre world, because you can't hide behind anything. There's no smoke and mirrors, to a certain extent. And, you know, they don't care a lot of the times. They need to know that you can do the gig because, I mean, 5 auditions,
yeah.
that is a lot. There's a lot of singing. There's a lot of performance involved. There's a lot of shows. Is it true
it's
to the film?
Tap dancing.
Oh, my God, tap dancing. Oh, listen, it's so exciting. And it's a huge production. But is it true to the movie that we all know and love?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good.
It is. I mean, a lot of people will go and see it to see how we can actually bring that to the stage, and nobody is disappointed. It's very cleverly done. So the original cast and creatives that did it in the early 90s, that first started it in the early 90s, have all come back to reimagine it. So redo the show, keeping the storyline exactly the same, but putting it in a way that's more 21st century with all the technology that we've got today. So there's a lot of things that move. There's more Disney magic. It is so clever. The gasps from the audience at the transformation at the end are insane.
I heard it's one of the most amazing moments in theatre.
Yeah,
I heard
it
it's spectacular. But listen, it's not just popular with kids, Sam. Apparently it's a big draw with hen parties.
Yes, we have a lot of hen parties that come, and the hen dresses up as Belle. And then, honestly, we've had all sorts. We've had couples that have, like, got engaged. So he's dressed up as a prince and she's dressed up as Belle. We've had it all in this show.
Wow.
The show's about love, you know. And I think there's a lot of Disney fans that come to watch this show. And when we're in London at the moment, because of London being such an international place and people are coming to visit from all over the world, we get an audience from so many different nationalities that are coming to see the show. Americans and, you know, people from China and, you know, Australia and Europe. And they're all coming to London and they're like, what show should we go and see? And then they're like, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, that's the one. Or some people have actually booked tickets way in advance to come and see the show. And it's just incredible. Stage door at the end of the night when people are there, it's just a sea of nationalities that are just coming up and saying, oh my God, thank you so much for this show. It's amazing. So,
and you're going to be in Ireland, Sam. You're going to be here for 2 months.
I know.
2 months.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited to be over in Ireland. I really am. You know, I love it over there. I really do. You have amazing petrol stations, I've got to say. It's the most exciting thing for me. No, you have like, when you have like a petrol station in Ireland, you have like the most amazing delicatessens.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get any of that in the UK. And you know, like, do you know what else is my favourite thing, right, that you have over in Ireland that I cannot wait for? This is going to be really silly. You know, like custard creams?
Yeah.
But they're like raspberry creams and strawberry creams. I know. Like, you know, like a custard cream biscuit?
Yeah.
I'm even talking about this. But the same thing, but it's like the cream in the middle is like red.
That's
like,
why you're coming to Ireland. You signed on the dotted line because you said, I'm going for those biscuits in Ireland.
Like, I'm going specifically for those coconut marshmallow biscuits. They're amazing. And the Borgar Theatre is just insane.
Yeah, it's lovely.
When I stayed there last time, and walking across the Hart Bridge was just beautiful. It's such a stunning city, and you know, been there before, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really am.
Well, listen, I mentioned there earlier the X Factor. It's nearly a decade since you first auditioned. That is hard to believe. Your first audition has gone down in X Factor history as one of the best first auditions ever. I have to play it just to remind people. Here we go.
Time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside or worse into your own. All 'cause you won't listen. I am alone at a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home. Though I try to say what's on my mind, you should have known. No.
Holy God. You have some set of pipes on you. What's it feel like listening back to that?
Oh, I cringe. I got the words wrong, you know. No, a lot of people, and I actually got the words wrong. I said pushed aside instead of pushed aside. I don't know what it was that came out of my mouth. But I look back and I cringe. And what was I wearing? Come on. I need to get on your show and wear some nice pretty dresses. That's what I need to do.
Listen, I'm here in a tracksuit. Don't be coming to me for that. But listen, how do you feel about the news? Because Simon Kelsey is saying he wants to bring it back. How do you feel about that?
I'd be happy for it to come back. Never Bite the Hand That Feeds You. That show gave me something pretty special. And I actually got interviewed about this yesterday. And I said to people, I think that he needs to shake it up. And the way he needs to shake it up, he needs to have Songwriters Week. So he needs to get the artists to write a song. This is my idea. So Songwriters Week, so they write a song with another person that can write and is a musician, or whether it be someone that's a celebrity or whatever, or somebody that's like, for example, get Ed Sheeran in to write a song with them so they can do it together. Because there are so many singers out there that not necessarily the best singers in the world, but boy, they can write.
Good idea. That's a great idea.
And they get to perform it on the show, and then it goes live for people to download, and then there's a percentage of it goes to the charity of the artist's choice on that night. And you never know, they could get a number one single in week two.
You need to be a producer.
Not necessarily win it.
Forget about Mrs. Potts. You need to be producing The X Factor.
Well, it's just an idea, because look at James Arthur, how many songs he had in his pocket before he'd even been on that show, and he'd written some of these most amazing songs. Can you imagine him performing those and actually writing those songs? And they're performing them live on the show, so they get to showcase their writing ability, because there are people that go on that show that not necessarily got the best voices in the world, but they can write some songs. And there has been in the past really good people that have gone on and sang some amazing songs. So why not give songwriters the opportunity to perform and be on the show as well?
We need them.
Could be a show in itself, a songwriting show, and that a different show that showcases songwriters, and then, you know, money goes to charity, and they could get number one, and they could actually heighten their career. We have a lot of that in this country. So I think Songwriters Week needs to be added.
Well, listen, Sam, I'm going to go off to D Forbes, head of RTÉ, and try and pass off your idea as my own, because I think that's a great idea. But listen, we're really looking forward to seeing you here in November. Thank you so much.
Check out my dancing skills, by the way.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You have to check them out.
If you've ever got a slot,
you ever want me to go on, you know.
Oh, yeah, we get you on dancing. We'll get you on it. We're always looking for people, and it's coming back soon. I'll come to the audience and see you as Mrs. Potts and critique your dancing skills on stage on the board.
Yes, thank you. I tap dance in this show, but I have actually
tap dancing. It's something that you don't see too often, right?
Yeah, well, it's great that they've got the wonderful Gavin Lee in the show, and he's insane as Lumiere. And because they cast him, they was like, right, okay, so the Be Our Guest number, which is 11 minutes long, has actually got 4 or 5 minutes of tap in the show, and it is an absolute spectacle. It is just so insane. It's so brilliantly done.
Well, it's such
I'm
a
very
lovely.
Proud.
I know, you sound it, and I can't wait to see it. It's one of those shows that I want to go and see.
Oh.
It's a very Christmassy thing to do with your family. It's kicking off November 24th all the way to January 8th. Tickets are on sale now from ticketmaster.ie right now, so you can go and check it out. Sam, enjoy London. I can't wait to see you in Dublin. I see you soon, okay, love?
Cheers,
bye. There we go. That is Sam Bailey. What a lovely woman. Far too young to be playing Mrs. Potts, but sure, look, there you go. Can't wait to see that show. It's on, like I said, November through to January, but tickets go on sale now. Get them now because they are going to go. We'll be right back after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.